Hey, podcast. You know, one of my biggest learning experiences was when I asked my most successful friend on how she did it. And she said, you know, I'm doing these courses where people actually explain to me how to be more successful. I was baffled because I thought it's all voodoo and bullshit. And she said, listen, if something sounds too good to be true, it's worth investigating. Now, I have a too good to be true opportunity for you. I'm putting together a course that step by step gets your mindset right for your next career step and shows you how to craft your perfect CV. That will be a document that's worth tens of thousands of dollars in the course of your career because it shall change your trajectory. The course will later on cost $850 to take part in, but I'm looking for a couple of founding members whom I'm going to develop this with. And here's the amazing catch. As we create this course, you will get my personal attention. This is something where in normal life, I charge 300 euros an hour. And you get it as part of this course. The course will later sell for $850. The founding members, now here's the amazing part and the too good to be true. For the founding members, it's only $197. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's only 4 seats left on it. Now, you got to be quick if you want to be in on this. Hit me up either on Facebook Messenger or send me an email at moritz@moritzgruber.net. Don't miss your chance. And now for the podcast.
Consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey. So I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm. I got a question. What is MISI? MISI is super important. MISI is called mutually exclusive, collectively exhaustive. It's a super important framework, and it's the underpinning of all structured thinking in consulting. It's the reason why our presentations are better than the client's presentations. And it's the reason why we nail it when our clients struggle. And to me, it is so easy and so in my DNA that I actually have a hard time explaining what it is, but I'll give my best. First, a warning, a dire warning. We just had a case interview training. It's published in the group, in the Facebook group, which you should join if you are on the way to your dream job. And he was struggling in the interview. He was just stuttering and not getting going, and I asked him, so what is it? What kept you? What was your problem? And he said, well, I was so busy in my mind trying to apply this MISI principle that I was sort of, I couldn't do it on the fly. It's so hard. Okay, here it is. Do not think about MISI in the moment of the interview. Don't do this. Do not do this. You can practice it before, you can understand it, but don't clutter your mind with it in the moment. MISI could also be described as just simply being a structured person, simply breaking things down in some meaningful way. Yeah, and in order to take the fear out of this, because fear is one of the biggest problems you all have, don't call it MISI, just call it reasonably structured thinking or giving things a structure. Now, I'll tell you about this messiness. Messy means that we split an analysis down into buckets that are not overlapping, but all the buckets together treat the whole problem. So, first example, if you analyze a cohort of people by age group, it's messy because you have no, everybody has got exactly one age, and if you divide them up, they're not overlapping, and you got all of them. That's perfectly messy. Now, if you did the same thing by nationality, you'd have a problem because some people have a dual nationality and some people are stateless. So this is not, it's neither mutually exclusive nor collectively exhaustive and leaves some things out. Now, what is the demand on you in being messy? Well, first of all, what drives a consultant nuts, absolutely nuts, and what drives your interviewer nuts is when there is a problem and you just start rambling. You go in a linear fashion. Yeah, if you just think if the question at hand is what are possible modes of transportation? And then you go, oh, well, it could be by foot, or it could be on a bike, or on a motorbike, and yeah, ships, and there is trains, and okay, I immediately get incredibly frustrated with you because I never know sort of where is the boundary. Messiness is about sort of finding the boundary of the analysis, setting the frame. If you are messy, the picture is always that of a pyramid of logic, okay, top, and that splits in two, and that splits again. Here's a real simple example. Yeah, a business has got revenues and cost, and then the cost breaks down into fixed cost and variable cost, and so on and so on. And the revenues can also break down into some meaningful buckets. That is messy. And if you come up to me and you say, "Okay, let's analyze," I say, "My company is not doing well. What could we do?" And then you come up and say, "Well, we could look at cost. There's first of all, there's cost and there's revenues, and then we can break it down further. And then we do some analysis." Then I feel like, okay, good. If we do all these analyses, we'll find an answer because we've looked at it all and it's free of overlaps, and that's a good way to work about this. If you come up to me in the interview and you, I say my company is not running well, and you just start to come up with ideas and you just throw out stuff. The stuff might be right or not, but it's not gonna give us an answer for sure in the allotted time frame. And we will not be able to assign hypotheses to each branch of the tree, and we will not work efficiently, and it's gonna be a crap engagement. So if you start to blurt out answers before establishing that you have a messy structure, then you fail. Now, the messiness, there is no perfection in this. Reality isn't always clear cut. It has to be just good enough. Yeah. Messiness, there is no perfect messiness, but it's really just about establishing a frame and a structure of categories. And then you break them down further. So in the example, what are modes of transportation? You could get, okay, well, there's ground-based transportation, sea water-based transportation, and air-based transportation. Huh, pretty good. Okay, let's break this down further. Yeah, there is sort of wheel-based on land, and foot-based and then wheel-based, it could be road-based and rail-based, and so on and so on. And as I'm sitting in a ski resort right now, I'm trying to fit gondolas into my concept of messiness. But this is an interesting, this is sort of where you say, okay, well, how do I fit this in ideally? Is this air-based now or is this land-based? And then you just have to make a judgment call and say, well, this is, I call this land-based because air-based is anything without contact to the ground. And these are the arguments you bring, why you put it somewhere. There is no perfect answer to this. You could also say it's air-based because it's above the ground. And then you always have to think, okay, where do I want to take this analysis? So there is no perfect messiness, but messiness is just a general concept that you, when you have a problem, normally a sort of a fuzzy problem where you don't know where to start, you start by breaking it down into buckets that are not overlapping. And which altogether probably should give us an answer somewhere. That's Mises. That's sort of the underpinning of what Mises is, and especially why do we need it? Where do we want to take this? So, first of all, let's recap. Don't worry so much about Misesness, especially when you're in the moment. In the moment, just think, hey, structured thinking. Let's break things down into a structure first, and then we can handle the chunks easier. Then, second, it's about coming up with reasonable categories and breaking this down. And third, don't freak out if stuff arises that does not fit your original categorization. You're always free to play around with this. You can either say, okay, I gotta make a judgment call on this, like the cable car. Or you can say, I didn't think about this one initially. Maybe I need to go back and look at my top level structure. That is just as fine. Remember, you are only tested whether you have a flexible, fluid mind and you can work with this in the moment. And am I at point three or point four? I don't know. Let's say point four. And never, and that is super important, never start blurting out potential answers in a linear fashion. That drives me nuts. Yeah, I immediately, as the manager of a consulting engagement, as the boss of my company, in any sort of way, it drives me nuts because I never know whether people, they might have good ideas, but maybe they're only going to look at two-thirds of the problem. Yeah, it has to be even-handed. And then messiness is also, I'll finish with this, messiness is also a way how you present your answers. It's not only a way of structuring the analysis, but also how you present your answer. You present your answer by saying, look, the answer is, I looked at three things and they break down in the following way. And when you want to really arrive at beauty, when you do charts and you structure answers, or you've got sort of evaluation of each mode of transportation, you typically have you have three bullet points for each. Yeah, you don't come back to me with slides where there is five bullet points in one category and just one bullet point in the other. It looks crap on a slide, and it shows me that you do not understand the game. Yes, there might be more arguments in one, but the game is also to make thoughts look good and look conclusive, and that it's a much better slide. when there's three bullet points in each category. Yeah. Take one apart further, collapse the other one, and then make it a beautiful answer. So Miesiness, it's just really look at it as an extremely helpful tool. It's not an academic test of yours in Miesiness. And there is no perfect Miesiness and answers, but it's seen as your own tool. It relaxes you so much when you think, okay, let's see that we break down this problem in a Miesi way. What are the categories we should look at? And then let's break it down. And if we think back to the DiConza case, the published case from McKinsey, the initial question is, could and should this project be done? Well, then Miesiness is, okay, let's look at the stakeholders. What are the four stakeholders? The banks, the supermarket branches, the rural population, the government, and maybe also the Gates Foundation. That's a Miesi structure. They don't overlap. Now, the smart ones of you will say, well, some of the rural populations actually work in the supermarket, so it does overlap. Yes, but that's what I meant with judgment calls. This is sort of make it useful. And then you say the next step is to say, okay, and in each one, we look at the benefits and the obstacles. Ah, okay, great. That's a good Miesi structure. But establish this structure first. The thing is about Miesiness, the Miesiness doesn't have to be perfect. The important part is you have to establish a structure before starting to analyze, before starting to do any calculations, before starting to blurt out ideas. First establish the structure, establish the frame you're going to talk in, and then guide the listener through the frame you established. Because this is also the way you talk to clients. Yeah. Okay, let me break this down for you. Here are the options. Boom, 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 boom. And they say, oh, wow, this was great. This was amazing. Good. Now, talking about amazing, you are amazing and great. You just sometimes need a little more Miesiness in your communication to let other people understand immediately just how great and amazing you are. Let me not forget, join the Facebook group. It's the same name as this podcast. You'll easily find it. And for those who are listening to this and are already in the group, post videos of yourself where you answer this question so that everybody can give feedback and we can have a great discussion.